Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys,
I have to move.
You have to move?
I have to move. I've been marked.
You've been marked?
Yeah, I've been marked as an idiot.
Why?
Oh.
Last night, 7 o'clock, sitting on my couch, getting ready to, like, you know, kind of get ready to go to bed. So, no bra. That's how I chill at my house. Knock on the door.
What?
7 o'clock last night. Knock on the door, right?
How?
Right. And I'm like, oh, no. What's wrong with the building now, you know? Great. So, I'm like, hold on a second, because I go find a bra, put it on, open up the door. Trick or treat.
Oh.
I live in an apartment building.
What?
Downtown.
Oh.
How'd they get in?
Right. Right.
Don't you have security there?
Yeah, we have security, but maybe security was like, so cute.
Hmm.
So cute.
Dressed up.
So I'm like, oh, great. I don't have candy. I ate it all. I did have candy at the beginning of this week. I ate it all because I'm kind of depressed. And that's what I do on the couch with no bra on. Now you know.
Hmm.
So I go over to my counter, like, because you can't say no.
No, you got
to
find something.
Right, got to find something. So I look over it, and I'm like, all right, well, I've got these leftover Pizza Hut Parmesan cheese packets.
Boom. Done. Done and done.
Next to that were my Lana Del Rey tickets.
No.
Right.
That'd be a great
no.
trick-or-treat gift.
That's a no.
So next to that is my wallet. And I know that I have some cash.
Dollar bills.
Well, that's what I thought.
$20 bills?
Yep. Yeah. I was like, because I always bring cash to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lesson I've learned the hard way. I always bring cash to the bar, never give them my card. And so I was like, all right, no, I know that I went to the ATM and picked out some money for what I'm going to do this weekend. So I go to my wallet and I was like, oh my God, this is 20s. Only 20s. Only 20s. No 5, no 10s, no 1. So I had to pull 20 out of my wallet for Spider-Man.
Okay, worth it.
And then another 20 for the Oompa Loompa standing next to
me. What the hell?
And then another 20 for the baby shark. And then another 20 for the witch. Halloween cost me $80.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I mean, if you scroll on Instagram, Buzz Family had a great Halloween.
Yeah.
Everyone was dressed up, kids, adults. This dude right here. James Carter Music on Instagram, who lives in the Skerritt Renaissance neighborhood. Look at this bin of candy.
What? That's a bin. That's like what you store clothes in for the winter.
And it's filled with candy.
Full-size candy bars?
Yeah, and then underneath, there's a whole other one underneath it. So it's like, oh my God.
Did you have a sign that said, please take one?
Yeah, please jump in would be.
Please jump in.
This is like what Scrooge McDuck would swim in. I was like, I'm going over to this guy's house. But did you guys have a good Halloween? Did anybody show up? Because you are in houses, in neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Mine wasn't too bad. Not as many as I would suspect, but I get it. It's school night, kind of cold out.
Mm-hmm.
But man, come on, kids. Just go out and get some candy.
With a jacket. Like,
yeah, wear a jacket. Yeah, it's the Midwest. Just wear a jacket and go get yourself some candy.
Well, I mean, everybody's afraid of molesters.
I get that.
And that's
that.
Just, Halloween is
I get
like,
that.
It's like two people come out, people dressed as things and molesters. That's it. Creepy adult.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
How was your Halloween, Chris?
Well, see, I thought trick-or-treaters were going to come out last night, you know, since it was Halloween.
Yeah.
Actually, it was last Saturday, which I thought was noon. It was actually 6 p.m. is when the trick-or-treaters came around.
Last Saturday?
Yeah.
That's
I was planning
stupid.
On getting full-size candy bars for everyone that comes down.
You're that guy, yeah. Because
we don't get too many, so it's enough where I can afford that.
Right.
And I was getting excited to buy all them, and all of a sudden, we get a knock on the door last Saturday. They're like, trick or treat. I'm like, I haven't even had a chance to go get the candy yet.
What the hell? Where is this post-it note? Is it in the front page of the newspaper, which no one subscribes to anymore, that says, or when you click the Kansas City Star, it's like, blocked. It's like, Halloween is now, click it, blocked. Where is the sign that says when Halloween is supposed to be?
I don't
6
know.
p.m.
Apparently, like, the cities have the, so we, my wife and I, Alex, were scrounge around the house looking for candy. We found a bunch of fruit snacks that we were able to give.
You should have just looked in your pockets. You always have candy in there.
There's always candy in there.
Wow. Well, that's
it says not for resale.
So did anybody come? Did anybody come yesterday at all?
There was one family last night walking around the neighborhood. I don't know if they were trick-or-treaters, but they had three kids with them. Each had a bag. This was like 8:45 at night. So I'm thinking it was just a ruse to like rob people.
Yes, with their children involved.
Hey, you never know. You never know. God. Their little hands could reach right into the mail slot. Mm. Unlock the door.
Trust no one.
You have a weird way of kids getting candy.
Talking about little hands, we built a giant guillotine. Obviously, it's not working, but it looks real, and we painted it so it looks like it has blood on it, and the kids have to reach their hand through the tiny hole to get the candy. It's amazing, though, because you'd think they'd be that bold to do that. They'd take, a handful or something like that. All these kids were taking one piece and just putting it in their bag. We have two giant bowls of candy. We're like, you can take more than one. They're like, no thanks, trick or treat, thank you.
If I'm risking my wrist, I'm going to grab everything that I can.
Dude, I'd grab the bowl. I just pull it up over the top and dump it in. Be like, no, hell no. You guys make me do this? Nah, I'm taking a whole bowl of candy.
I feel like maybe they think that they're like Indiana Jones. There's a second thing that they have to conquer. Yeah. If they take two pieces of candy, a guillotine really cuts their hand off.
Music. Holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
Oh, when we go back to the future for the Kansas City Star 100 years ago, November 1st, 1919, there is a mysterious death.
Mysterious?
Really mysterious. Well, it sounds like something that could happen now and that people acted that were involved in the death acted like people would act now.
Oh, okay.
It'll make sense when we get to Back to the Future with 100 years ago today, front page of the Kansas City Star. But music. Let's start with music.
On this day in 2006, Apple and iTunes launch a new mini store featuring music videos, television shows, audiobooks, and podcasts.
That's right. And they split it up again like a couple weeks ago.
Exactly. On this day in the year 2000, Ben Fold 5 announced their breakup. Folds continues as a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1999, getting music over the internet, still a novel concept and technical challenge, Third Eye Blind offer their single Anything exclusively online. It's free, but can only be played for 3 weeks.
Then it disappears.
That is the dumbest idea, in my opinion.
I don't know that single. I don't know that song.
I know either.
A lot of Third Eye Blind. I've never heard of anything.
On this day in 1994, Mariah Carey's album, Merry Christmas, is released.
No.
By the end of the year, it has sold over 3 million copies.
How is that not the most sold song of all time? Because it's everywhere, and it's everywhere starting today. Chris didn't pull a clip of that song?
No.
Ah, there is a God.
There is a God.
And he is good.
On this day in 1994, Nirvana's MTV Unplugged in New York album, taken from a performance a year earlier, is finally released.
So apparently, during the prep of this performance, MTV and Cobain disagreed on how it should be presented.
Oh.
MTV wanted more Nirvana hits, and like Stacey Moody, Kurt Cobain was like, nah, I want to play all the random songs. Everybody wants to hear that. Also, he was suffering from drug withdrawals. Oh. So the audience was there that was like that saw it, were like, this is weird.
He seems a little off.
Yeah, there's no, like, this is not fun at all. This is weird, and is he even going to make it? Honestly, that's what somebody that was at Nirvana's MTV Unplugged in New York recording in 1994 said. Man.
Well, on this day in 1985, the Recording Industry Association of America agrees to some demands made by the Parents Music Resource Center, the PMRC. As a result, any album deemed to contain offensive lyrics must be issued with a warning label. Frank Zappa just goes on a tangent about how this is the most flawed system.
The PMRC proposal is an ill-conceived piece of nonsense which fails to deliver any real benefits to children, infringes the civil liberties of people who are not children, and promises to keep the courts busy for years dealing with the interpretational and enforcemental problems inherent in the proposal's design.
Oh, man.
Well, the original demands that the Parents Music Resource Center had asked for and then were not all met, where they originally wanted all lyrics to be printed on the album covers. They wanted explicit covers to be behind the store counters. You'd have to ask for them to get them. And that the labels, quote, reassess contracts with musicians who create explicit content.
Come on.
Tipper Gore.
Frank Zappa went on to say that he goes, they're not making you put this in your house. The great thing about this country is you have the freedom to choose which album you buy. You don't have to buy it, Tipper Gore. He calls her out by name.
And the first album to get a parental advisory label, Two Live Crew, banned in the USA.
On this day in 1968, George Harrison releases Wonderwall music, becoming the first member of the Beatles to release a solo album.
There's a reason I put that on there. I thought that Oasis came up with the term Wonderwall.
Oh.
Hell no. It was actually a movie that George Harrison then did the soundtrack for.
And they just ripped it off.
In 1968, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a long list of things that Noel Gallagher says a Wonderwall is. And I'm like, what? I looked it up. Yep, Wonderwall came out in 1968.
Lying.
Way before 1994.
Lying. Moving on to regular history. On this day in 2018, Google employees stage a mass walkout to protest the company's handling of sexual harassment. This is one of the employees talking about why exactly they are walking out.
We're walking out to support women and to protest the way they handle sexual harassment cases.
Man, could you imagine just all your employees walking out at once? Like, hey, maybe we should, you know, change what we're doing.
I was going to say.
Crazy concept, right?
Yeah, I'm glad that we live in a time where you can just kind of walk out of work and your changes. Well, and it's when they're stupid like that.
Right.
Come on. Sexual harassment policy.
On this date in 2012, Google's Gmail becomes the world's most popular email service. Do you have a Gmail account?
Of course I do. You know who doesn't?
Who?
Stacey.
Stacey Moody?
Yeah. She's still like Stacey Moody at Hotmail.
On this day in 1997, Titanic, directed by James Cameron, starring Leo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, premieres at the Tokyo International Film Festival.
What?
I know, it's your favorite movie of all time. And
wait, there's no audio?
Chris pulled audio.
Okay.
Tell us, Rose.
It's been 84 years.
It's okay, just try to remember anything, anything at all.
Do you want to hear this or not, Mr. Lovett?
No.
What?
Sorry.
That audio is 3 hours long.
That audio is 3 hours long?
Yeah, I had him pull the whole movie.
My God.
I was like, if we don't feel like doing a show today, we'll just play Titanic over the radio.
Well, on this day in 1994, Chicago Bulls retire basketball superstar Michael Jordan's jersey, the number 23, obviously, in a two-hour ceremony at the United Center. And here is his explanation as to how he did it every single night.
Well, I think the most important thing as any athlete, you got to feel like you got to prove something every night. And I felt every night I had something to prove. And you know, these fans here gave me the motivation to come out every day and try to prove to them that every night I can be as consistent as I can. And that's the type of motivation we all need sometimes.
All right. Good player.
Kind of motivation.
Yeah, inspiration.
On this day in 1982, Honda becomes the first Asian automobile company to produce cars in the United States with the opening of their facility in Marysville, Ohio. The Honda Accord is the first car produced there. On this day in 1977, U.S. Jimmy Carter raises the minimum wage from a whole whopping $2.30 to $3.35 an hour, effective from January 1st. In 1981. So 4 years later, guys, you will get a raise in your minimum wage.
$2.30 was the minimum wage.
I know, but it bumped up a whole $1.05, Jordan. Crazy.
Have you worked minimum wage jobs?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They suck.
The worst jobs I've ever had were the ones where, like, hey, here's your $5.
Right.
Thank you for that hour worth of taking bricks from one end of this field to the other end of the field. I don't get it.
Well, on this day in 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America introduces the rating system, G, M, R, and X.
Which was originally voluntary in 1968, but an automatic X was given to anything that was, quote, had brutal or sexually connotative language or explicit sex, excessive and sadistic violence.
Okay, and this isn't me trying to be an asshole, but I'm a baby. So when you were a kid, did they have X-rated movies still? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay. They don't have them now. It's all R.
Because we've all become desensitized.
Yes,
to
exactly.
Like, what is the movie The Human Centipede? Hold on, let me
the
look right now.
The movie The Human Centipede?
Human Centipede. What rating does the movie Human Centipede, that is the worst, most disgusting, most horrible movie? They had to film the second one in black and white because Human Centipede is so disgusting. Did you find it?
Yeah, rated R. Came out in 2009.
Okay, listen. If Human Centipede is R, No one's made anything worse than that movie. That movie's disgusting, horrible. Google the premise of that movie if you haven't heard of it. You want to lose your breakfast.
Oh, God. On this day in 1944, Donald Watson, an English animal rights activist, coins the term veganism. Good for you, Donald.
Who knew it was that old?
I know, all the way in 44.
Mm-hmm.
This day in 1939, first animal conceived by artificial insemination is displayed. It's a rabbit.
There's a meme that says the guy who discovered milk probably did some strange
things
first.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
That's how I kind of feel.
On this day in 1938, Seabiscuit beats 1937 Triple Crown winner War Admiral by 3 lengths. In track record time to win a $15,000 prize in what is regarded as one of the greatest match races in horse racing history. I do not understand how Chris finds audio from 1938
of Seabiscuit. This was a big deal.
And they're off in the service of gold. And Georgie Wolf is at the whip on Seabiscuit to keep him up. And they're coming to me head and head. And Seabiscuit is outrunning him. Seabiscuit is coming to me one length. 2 lengths in the lead. Seabiscuit by 3. Seabiscuit is the winner by 4 lengths.
Was that edited or was that a just really short race?
That was just a really short race, apparently.
Right down one way and that's
it. Hey, good job, guys. All right, that's it. That's it for today. We're going to try again tomorrow. This day in 1896, first bare-breasted woman, her name was Zulu, to appear in National Geographic magazine.
That's right, and they said that one of the earliest milestones with this magazine is that the publishers decided from then on out that they would show native people as they were, including women topless.
Nice. Look at them. Good job, guys. Yeah. All the way in 1896, too.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1870, in the United States, the Weather Bureau, later renamed the National Weather Service, makes its first official meteorologist forecast and has been getting it wrong ever since.
Also, the new weather app, the first thing that it does is pop up with some kind of pay for this app or wait 30 seconds now to get the weather. It's so
annoying.
That's
so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1834, first published reference to poker. It was as a Mississippi riverboat game.
My brother has an ace card tattoo right here.
Okay.
On his forearm.
Arm?
You want to know why?
Why?
So the son of a bitch can say when he's wearing long sleeves that he has an ace up his sleeve.
Yes.
That's my brother.
Yes. Your brother's a winner, man. That is amazing.
I just turned down the music to look at Dustin.
Oh, man. Oh, on this day in the year 1800, John Adams becomes the first president of the United States to live in the Executive Mansion, which is obviously later renamed the White House.
Which then later burns down in 1814, so it's not the same one that we have everybody else in. Just to let you know.
Just so you know, John Adams isn't that special.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in local history.
Yeah, take us to the local. We got some sports stuff.
Yep. On this day in 2015, Jordan.
3-2 pitch. Struck him out. 2 down. And the Royals are 1 out away. The 1-2 again. Inside corner. The Royals. 2015 World Champions.
Oh, as much as I hate Joe Buck, that is such an exciting moment.
Mm-hmm.
First win since 1985 of the World Series. Good job, Royals.
That's a picture that is in history books, Kansas City history books.
I have new Royals news during the 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? All right, let's take it.
On this day in 1964, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Lynn Dawson passes for 435 yards and 6 touchdowns in a 49-39 win over the Denver Donkeys at Municipal Stadium. What? It's the Denver Donkeys.
Still? They were the Denver Donkeys back then?
They're always going to be the Denver Donkeys in my heart.
Okay.
All right. This front page.
The Kansas City Star from November 1st. Okay, 1919. Well, a couple things going on. First off, that Liberty Memorial drive that they were doing to collect money, it ended. It was supposed to be 5 days.
Right.
And it ended 100 years ago today, but they didn't reach the $2.5 million that they needed.
Oh, no.
They didn't. So what they decided to do was extend it for 3 more days.
Okay.
Which they need to collect $700,000 of the rest of the money.
In 3 days.
In 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
They do it. It's there.
Well, obviously, I mean, it's there.
Yeah, it's there. It's there. But literally, these people are walking around Kansas City 100 years ago going, do you have a dime? Do you have a dime for the Liberty Memorial? War Memorial? Do you have a dime?
Please,
do you
sir?
Have 20 bucks
please,
going in, into businesses and stuff? But people were paying for it. That's when people had pride.
Right.
You know, like we have, of course, we love the Chiefs and we love our sports teams and people do love this city, but not anywhere else. People do not have pride like that anymore.
No.
So, yes, they do end up getting the rest of the money, which they would 100 years ago over the weekend. But a robbery, quote from the Kansas City Star 100 years ago, two robbers visited Chop Suey, the establishment of Charles Ho, at 808 Independence Ave last night and forced Ho to remove his trousers.
Oh, God.
The bandits left the restaurant carrying his trousers. Yes, 100 years ago. Great Depression hasn't started yet.
Oh, man.
But people are stealing pants. 100 years ago in Kansas City, people are stealing pants.
Hey, Mr. Ho, give me those pants.
Give me those pants, Mr. Ho. Those are some nice pants. You were wearing something. Like, now, we wouldn't do that.
No, God, no. Could you imagine being like, those are some nice pants, man?
Give me those pants.
Give me those pants.
But it's 100 years ago, you know, so need some pants. And then this is the mystery with the girl's death. Quote, a motor car plowed into a pile of building material on Main Street in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Now, this is 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. 19-year-old Alma Huffman died in the car. Her neck had been broken and her clothes were partially torn from her body. The other occupants of the car, three young men and three young women, were arrested. Big car.
Yeah.
It was like six, Jesus. Seven people
in 1919?
Yeah, I guess it was. Those cars that we see when we look back at 1919, huge, I guess. Fit a lot of people. At the autopsy conducted today, the coroner found that Miss Huffman's death occurred before the car plowed into the debris.
Oh.
The group said to have been attending a Halloween dance last night, went for a joyride, and had been drinking. Later... So they're like, all right, I don't know. We hit this thing and this girl died. But when the coroner does the autopsy, they go, this chick's been,
she's been dead
for a while.
She's dead.
So what the hell to the three other men and three other women that were in the car. Later, the occupants of the car said that they believed that Miss Huffman was faint and they were trying to take care of her when the driver plowed into the debris in the street.
Mm.
Here's where it gets into, it sounds like 2019. Quote, the young women and young men appeared unperturbed by the tragedy. One of the young women talking to the newspaper was more interested in making a statement that said that she was a, quote, chorus girl and smoked cigarettes than the fact that Miss Huffman was dead. I'm going to follow this story. I'm going to find out what happened because I Google everything that happens after this. Yeah, I Google to make sure that this isn't like a really big thing to see if there's like a conclusion to these stories. Couldn't find anything in Google. So the whatever happened with this mysterious girl's death in Pittsburgh, Kansas, 100 years ago, November 1st, 1919. Yeah, I'm going to find the conclusion of what happens
this
to poor Miss Huffman. What did they do?
And these chorus girls smoking cigarettes and six people doing lewd activities in a car. Oh my gosh.
Unofficial holidays.
Unofficial holidays. Go cook for your pets day. You're going to make Blanche tonight.
Okay. I used to boil him chicken when he was really sick.
Are you going to do that tonight?
I will now.
Now that it's go cook for your
pet
steak?
When he was sick, I had to give him boiled chicken because he couldn't eat anything, couldn't keep anything Aww. Down. And I would go get the nicest chicken. He'd get like the most organic, non-GMO.
Farm to table.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, here's your chicken, Blanche. And then I'm eating a banquet frozen meal. That's okay, though.
It is also World Vegan Day. It is Vinegar Day. Mm. Gross. It is Love Your Lawyer Day. Thanks, guys. Thanks for getting me out of all that trouble.
You've even been in trouble.
No.
Okay.
It is Fountain Pen Day, Extra Mile Day, and also Scented Candle Day.
Do you have a favorite scent?
I can't smell.
What do you mean?
I can't really smell anything ever.
What do you mean? What happened?
Nothing. I don't know.
You just have never had a sense of smell?
No, I had one, and every now and then I can smell things, but for the most part, I don't have a favorite scent because I can't smell most candles. You have a favorite scent?
Yeah, vanilla.
That's so basic.
Duh.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
So I've got some Catholic guilt that's just really doing its thing in my soul right now.
That sounds fun.
I always, yes, I always order a grande coffee.
Okay.
Right?
That doesn't look like a grande.
No, it's not a grande. It's the bigger one.
Venti.
No, even bigger. Trenta, whatever. Huge coffee.
Huge.
Like, this is five times the size of my bladder. I don't need that. Plus, I get extra shots, so I'm surprised I'm not cracked out right now. Well, I know what I ordered.
Yeah?
And I'm kind of becoming friends with the baristas, right? They were really nice. They're nice. We have conversations. I ask them about their weekend. They tell me about their parents staying with them.
Nice.
They're like, you know. So,
okay.
So then when they hand me this coffee, which is, I know I did not order it. I'm like, what do I do?
Oh, it's that whole, do I let them know? Oh, that's not what I ordered.
Are they doing me a fave? Are they hooking me up?
Does it taste like what you normally get? Like, is it the same thing, just bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then they're probably just hooking you up.
Yeah, but I always feel bad. It's like, you and I know that I ordered a grande. But you and I know, this is twice that coffee. So what do I do?
They're going to ask you for a favor later. Let's just, you know?
What do you mean?
You know, they might want you, something from you. A little, something.
But then you'd like, you shouldn't be doing favors for other favors. Because
they just like you.
Maybe when you start the favor train, it's never ending. You know, it's like, she works for the Buzz. Let me give it this. Then you ask her about Lana Del Rey tickets. Like, come on, guilt.
Maybe they went for the cup, grabbed the wrong cup, and then went, oh, crap. But they had already put the stuff in the bottom of it. So they said, screw it, just give it to her. That, yeah. Or they're trying to get Lana Del Rey tickets.
But now, like, once you've done me a favor, it's like, oh, crap, I got to do you a favor now, like, which I'm fine with. But, like, damn, all right, fine. Oh, okay. Whatever, I'll just keep I'll keep drinking it until my bladder explodes.
Tip them a little better next time. Just give them a little bit extra something.
But I didn't start this train.
But they did.
But they... But can't I just get the coffee I ordered?
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. All right, coming up for the news, 7 o'clock, the biggest news from yesterday. We got a hit on it. The biggest music news from yesterday.
The biggest.
Absolutely.
Huge.
My inbox was filled with people screenshotting this and being like, are they coming? Are they coming? Are they coming? I have one answer for you. Are they coming? Are they coming? Are they coming? I'll tell you that answer at 7 o'clock with the news. And you have sports?
I have sports. Royals have a new manager officially.
Okay, we'll get into that coming up right after Kings of Leon.
Jordan Silver and friends, news on 96.5 The Buzz.
Yes, it is official. We've been hearing about it for quite a while. My Chemical Romance, getting back together. And they're announcing at least one show in L.A. on December 20th. There's new merch, though, so there is an idea that there could be a new album and a new tour. But I will tell you what I know, and that is Ask Jeremy.
Ask Jeremy.
Ask Jeremy. I don't know. If anybody's going to know in this building,
it'll be Jeremy.
It's Jeremy. So sorry to push that off. But, you know, I'm going to give the Buzz family exactly what they want, and that is exactly where they would get that information first. Jeremy. She'd know. All right, so a dude in Missouri... outside of St. Louis, robbed a laundromat.
Okay.
There are cameras in the laundromat. The dude was wearing a shirt that said, quote, it's not a crime unless you get caught.
Dumbass.
They haven't found him yet, but, you know.
Hey, you know what? Maybe he won't get caught.
He stole 15 pounds of change.
15 pounds?
Of change, right. So, you know when you Google, like, a bandit's stock image?
Right.
That's what they're like. You know, they've got that giant sack. It's like a bandit dressed in black and white that just has that giant sack. That's what it's like. Although, like, if they really want to update that GIF, those stock images, they should have a bandit just stealing a flat screen.
Yeah, no
like,
kidding.
That's no,
more realistic.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody carries around a giant sack with money on it, money symbol on it. And in New York, you know, if you see something, say something when it comes to suspicious packages, right? We live in that day and time. So someone in New York City did that. They saw a suspicious package on a train, called the cops. The cops took it. And what really happened was somebody left. So I don't know how you do this. You leave. This is part of your job. They were carrying a box filled with replacement parts for equipment that helps find suspicious packages.
No way.
Yeah.
So, no.
And they got off the train without their package.
I mean, you have one job.
Right, you have one job, but it's very
ironic.
Take
this and go and fix the thing that finds suspicious packages, but don't make this package look suspicious in the process. And he failed that one job.
Right, sports.
Sports.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right, Jordan. It's been a while coming. Ned goes for tires. And we didn't know who was going to take his place.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep. Mike Matheny has been named the manager of the Royals.
Mike McFeeney?
Mike Matheny.
Okay.
Like Moweenie, but Matheny. The only reason I know that is because he used to coach for the Cardinals, and we used to all make fun of him.
Oh.
So now he's ours.
Swapping the red for the blue?
But he seems very, very excited to be here.
You know, to be honest with you, never even entertained conversations with anybody else and made it very clear to those closest to me. This is where I'm supposed to be until they tell me different. This is where I want to be. This is where I believe I'm supposed to be. And I can't wait to jump in and be a part of this.
So, yeah, he had 7 seasons with St. Louis. He has an over 500 career winning percentage, which is like the 5th best among active player or active managers. And he should do pretty well. I didn't like him when he coached in St. Louis, but, you know, who knows? New team, new era, blah, blah, blah.
2.5 hours east, west.
And then Chiefs play Sunday at noon at home against the Vikings. And that's all I really care about because it's Red Friday, bitch. What?
I failed you.
You failed me?
I failed you.
How'd you fail me?
We were supposed to do a rap battle at 7:30.
Yeah, I know.
I was supposed to do one on why Mahomes should play. You were supposed to do one on why Mahomes should not play with his injury. And dude, I worked on this for so long. All I kept doing was realizing that the poor guy should not play. How am I supposed to write a rap about something I don't feel?
So you're coming to my side now?
I'm coming to your side. Can I?
You want to tag team this rap?
I'll tag team anything with you, Dustin.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Yo.
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 I am so sorry that I failed you, man.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm going to send you my notes because I have a part. I have a female part just for you.
You want me to be Faith Evans?
Faith Evans? Yeah, you got this.
Have you ever heard me sing? I sing like low in the low register. People are like, is that a gentleman?
I do too. Okay, what do you think I'm doing? I tried last night. I was sitting at home and I knew we were going to do this battle. I said, man, if I don't do the chorus of this song, then I'm definitely going to take an L. So I'm sitting at home and I'm like, I'll be and I'm like, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I can't do it.
But I can't do it either. But you know what? I did not come prepared today. I tried. Dude, I just sat there and I sat in a corner of my house and I was writing rhymes. I started out trying to do Bad Boy for Life. Patrick.
Patrick Mahomes.
We need you Sunday. We need you Sunday. Like, and I was like, no, that doesn't work. So then I went for how many licks... by Lil' Kim. It's like, how many weeks does it take till we get Patrick back? Oh, oh. Then I was like, that doesn't work either. Then I started working on something else.
Okay.
Like I started working on one that flowed, which was a version of Hotline Bling.
Okay. Did it work? Kind of? A little bit?
You used to dominate the field, though.
Okay.
When you had a good...
Oh,
right.
Oh.
Ever since you left the game, I was writing these lyrics and I didn't feel them. I even wrote about O.J. Simpson dressing up as him for Halloween because that's what happened.
Did he really?
O.J. Simpson dressed as Pat Mahomes for Halloween.
Oh, God, I don't.
Oh, and I was like, it's such a legend that O.J. Simpson dresses for you. But I didn't.
Sitting around the fire last night, the little Halloween bonfire, and the bars started coming. I was like, you know, they're not quite at the level that Jordan's at.
Oh, stop it. I brought nothing today.
And that's why now I feel better because they can't compare it to anything else. I mean, besides the Lizzo one, which, I mean, honestly.
Last week was last week. It's past.
Oh, we're doing this.
Every time
we
do
with bangers.
Yeah, it's just like a new week is a new thing. So thank you for coming up with a positive rap for our Red Friday rap. I mean, your Red Friday rap, you did this. I'm just going to be your side hoe singing the chorus like every...
That's what I need, man. I need a chorus.
It's so high. Every...
We could have you and Chris duet the chorus.
He's just looking at us.
He's like, absolutely not.
Well, I mean, the truth is, I started writing all these lyrics about how Pat Mahomes should play, and I was like, he shouldn't play.
He shouldn't.
No, right.
Take
so I was
a
like,
break.
This ain't real. I can't write this. If it ain't from the heart, I don't want to write it.
Sit at home with Brittany, play with your dogs, and just chill, man. Fine.
Rest that knee.
It'll be okay.
But you came up with a rhyme.
Oh, yeah.
What's the song originally?
I'll Be Missing You.
Yeah.
P. Diddy.
Yep.
Faith Evans.
All right. You are going to do our Red Friday rap coming up at 7:30. This is going to be awesome.
Let's do it.
It's going to be awesome. Let's practice off air, okay?
All right.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
Dustin, how you feeling?
I got this, fam.
I think you do.
I think I got this, fam.
I think you're ready. Do you want to say anything before, or should we just go right into it? As you're the rapper now, because I did not write a rap.
That's all right. That's all right. There's a crucial part of this song that almost makes this song what it is, and you're going to take that role.
Right, but it's Faith Evans' part, and I cannot sing that high.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. Like, this is not going to be one of those things where I show off and I'm actually able to completely sing it. That is out of my range.
I think you're hustling me off air.
No, I'm not. That is out of my range.
It sounds okay off air.
I know I was in a doo-wop group, but I was the lower part. I speak where I sing, so now you're making me sing this Faith Evans part. But you know what? This is my penance for not coming here prepared with a rap, because...
It's Red Friday, bitch!
It's Red Friday, but... We were supposed to do a rap battle, and you were supposed to rap about how Mahomes should rest. I was supposed to rap about how he should play. But really, when I started getting down to the lyrics and, like, researching, and I was like, this poor guy shouldn't play.
So you're on my side.
Yes.
Right.
I'm your hype person.
My hype person.
I'm your hype person.
But you're not only my hype person, you're singing my chorus for me.
Again, this is out of my range.
You've got this.
This is not going to be a Beautiful American Idol or
audition.
Susan Boyle moment, all right? Like, this is going to be bad, but thank you for giving me a part.
I think you got this.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Are you ready, 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 ready? Here we go.
Just got to get in the spirit that you miss Patty.
Patty? Call him Patty?
He's a good friend of mine.
Patty's a good friend of yours.
He is. Ready for this word? Seems like yesterday we had it made. You dropped the dime, Hill would run a fade. We've come a long way from our Alex Smith days, so I need you back and here to stay. The ankle was a problem, but this knee is no joke. Who knows, Pat? Maybe the defense won't choke. They stepped it up, but they're no MVP. God damn it, Pat, just rest your knee. The rest of the family will keep up the dream. Shady, Hardman, Watkins, Kelsey. That Moore guy isn't too bad himself, or a discount QB from the bargain shelf.
Justin!
Chiefs kingdom, and we're here to say the Vikings suck. Pat will be okay. We give anything for a sidearm pass.
Oh, no.
But really, we just want you back. Sing it, Jordan!
This is out of my range.
You got it!
I told you every single Sunday, every time we play, I'll be missing you.
We miss you, Pat. Come back to us.
Crying about the day.
We're crying, Pat.
When you went away.
Where did you go, Pat?
Take a break, we'll be missing you.
Yes! You nailed that!
Oh, no.
You nailed that!
Oh, you nailed it! You nailed it!
Oh.
Justin, thank you so much for that! Oh, oh man, Faith Evans, that was great!
That's a great song!
It is, so he's gonna probably not play?
Probably not, no. He doesn't need to, he shouldn't play. Rest the knee. God damn it, Pat, take a break.
Holy crap.
What?
I did not think that this was going to be something.
We have it!
Yeah! Dusty?
Thank you for that, Jordan.
No, Dusty, you did amazing. I'm so proud of you.
That was good.
I got a text from my girlfriend's dad saying outstanding in all caps.
Oh, Ed.
He's my biggest fan. Thank you, Ed.
Oh, man. Though, while we listened to the real version of that song, you told me I had to sing a very, very high soprano when really I could have done like a every breath I take where I feel comfortable.
That's lame. That's lame. That's not what the people want. The Buzz family wants you to try and hit those high notes, Jordan. They want that high octave.
But I didn't hit them. And it's not bad.
I liked you trying to hit those high notes.
Oh, you can hit them?
No.
Every breath I take.
I can hit high notes, but they're not going to be the right notes.
See, this is why in my doo-wop group, I was the bass. Hmm.
The bass?
Yeah.
All about that?
Ba-dum, bum, bum.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Oh, man. So this week, the memes have been just killing it. Absolutely killing it. So I'd like to do our little thing that we call You Right.
You Right.
When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you right.
So memes really do make so much sense. Here's one that says, how likely are you to recommend Windows 10 to a friend or colleague? You know, you see this
right.
with everything, right? At the end of it, it's like, how am I... The person writes, I need you to understand that people don't have these conversations.
So, yes.
Yes.
Another meme that goes, teacher, your essay must start with an attention grabber. And the person writes, so I'm sitting there, barbecue sauce all over my breasts. Oh, I love this one. I love this one. I love this one. This meme goes, I got gas for $1.39 today.
Oh, no way.
Where? Unfortunately, it was at Taco Bell.
Ba-dum-tisk.
Oh. Oh, this one's so true. This meme goes, the hardest part of dating is pretending that I'm laid back for the first 30 to 45 days.
Seriously, though.
Right. When you start dating someone, you're like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm not cool.
You're going to go hang out with all those guys you've been hanging out with? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. No, that's cool. No, yeah, really, it's fine.
Day 46, it ain't cool. That's when you show your real self. Here's a picture of a skeleton looking out a window with the blinds cracked a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it goes, when I'm about to leave my apartment, but I hear my neighbor in the hallway, so I wait for them to avoid any human interaction.
They gone yet? Right. They gone yet?
Yeah, true. It's like, oh, we're going to leave at the same time. Uh-uh. I got to wait. It's a picture of that cat that has been all over the internet this week. The one where the cat just looks upset and it's sitting by some food at
and
a table.
Pissing.
Mm-hmm. So it says, when the waitress who said, I'll be right back with your sauce, is walking around the restaurant living her best life.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
I know. You're like,
what are you doing?
Where's my ranch? Damn it. I can't eat this until I have my ranch. I can't. It's just the way that life is. So another meme that goes, what's an extreme sport? And someone underneath it responds with, driving before your windshield defrosts when you're late.
Seriously.
And it's just like a little cutout.
Extreme sport right there.
You just do the little square where your eyes are going and just like, this thing will defrost by the time I get to work. I don't need to see. Oh, man, I feel like this one hits a little too close to home. It's a picture of a bunch of hikers in the mountains just going up this crazy hill. This crazy hill that's covered in snow. It's like straight up. You see the photo, right?
Okay.
Yeah. It goes straight up, and there's like these hikers, and they've got all this equipment. And it says, here's a rare photo of how my parents supposedly got to and from school back in their day.
Swear to God. Up a hill both ways. It was negative 8,000 degrees every single day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like. All right, another meme. It's at a funeral, and the priest says, anybody here want to say anything? And someone from the audience goes, I'm vegan. On National Vegan Day, it's a perfect day to do that.
Poor vegans.
Really?
Well, you know.
Vegan. Thank God I'm not vegan.
I'd
you
die.
Think that I, you think that I give out my Instagram handle, at Jordan Silver Jordan with an I. A lot. If I were vegan, oh my God.
Oh my God.
All right, it's a picture of a couple that is getting married, a beautiful lady in a dress and a handsome man in a suit, and it says, people my age by them, and then there's a car on fire in the background, and it goes, me. It's just like, yeah, everybody's getting married, having kids are beautiful, and I'm just a car on fire in the background. God, yeah, and then finally, it's a picture of a really old man holding up a can that says Natty Light, of course.
Yeah.
And it says, me telling my cyborg grandson about the great seltzer war of 2019. Like, ah!
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So when living legends, like everyone from Paul McCartney to Elton John to Dave Grohl to everyone, when they say that you're literally the second coming of Jesus Christ and you're the most prolific musical artist since people started creating instruments with like horsehair and animal bones, there's going to be some pressure with your follow-up album, right?
God,
yeah. Yes, of course. That's where Billie Eilish is right now. She said that she's trying to figure out what her next album is going to be, but she says, quote, her next album haunts her.
I bet, man.
Right.
She's like 12. That's a lot of pressure.
At one point, she was like, do I even like music?
That's tough.
We knew the pressure was like that. That's just really unfair. Well, but I mean, like, yeah, she's a kid. You can't have people saying all this stuff. Like, well, Paul McCartney's like, oh, my God, it's such a pleasure to meet you. It's like,
when the Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney's like, you're the second coming of Jesus Christ. Yeah.
How the hell are you going to do anything? Right, exactly. So hopefully she makes her way through that. Oh, man. The worst thing about taking a test is if you have to take it again. And that's what students at Park Hill High School have to do because the packet holding their answers was lost in the mail. Here's somebody from ACT talking about it.
It's a terrible terrible about this, but the students are impacted by this through no fault of their own. So we will continue to search. We will continue to work with FedEx and individuals at the test center.
That's like the one thing that has been lost in the mail since the mail started with like the Pony Express in 1400s. Of course it would be tests. I am so sorry, kids. And creativity, all right? Creativity is really, it's throwing a lot of crap at the wall and seeing what sticks and going out there and trying something, even if it ends up being a failure. Looking at you, Papa John's, because that's what happened with a pizza that was supposedly supposed to look like a jack-o'-lantern, right? So there's pepperoni around the edges of the pizza, okay. And then pepperoni for the smile,
okay.
And then pepperoni for the eyes with two little olives for eyeballs, and it looked like a jack-o'-lantern.
It's kind of cute.
On the website, of course, but art, it's hard.
Right.
Art is very hard, and some of the people making the pizzas at Papa John's yesterday, they didn't make them to look like that.
They're not quite artists.
No. And if you add Twitter to that, then you'll have something that will be a great laugh if you Google the photos today while you're getting ready for your work day. Here is a customer talking about what he received when he ordered the Papa John's jack-o'-lantern pizza.
Oh, I just realized something. This thing is not cut. Huh. What am I supposed to, like, cut it myself? Like some sort of poor person? What is this? I don't really have anything that I can use here, but I guess we'll try it.
They didn't even cut the pizza. Let alone you probably paid extra for it to look like a jack-o'-lantern. They didn't cut the goddamn pizza. What?
Like a poor person. I'm going straight to sports.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
All right. So, in sports news, salute to service week. Okay? Mm-hmm. The Chiefs play at noon at home this week. We know that. Anyway, so Tom Brady, 42 years old, right? He is posting on his Instagram a picture, and it's a skeleton dressed up in a old Peyton Manning jersey. Looks like this.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Getting old, Peyton, is the caption.
Oh.
Tom, you are 42 years old. Peyton Manning is 43 years old.
Oh.
There are quarterbacks in our league who are 22 years old.
Oh.
You don't get to call other people old. At all.
No, 40 is not old. 40 is not old. Why did this happen to me? Why? I thought 27 was old.
But you want to get hyped up for that Chiefs game?
You know it.
I got something to get you hyped up for that Chiefs game. They mic'd up Travis Kelce last week, right? So that means they put a mic on his helmet.
Yeah, Dinah. Oh, God, what'd he say? Oh. I was feeling like they swear.
Through the tunnel and out the smoke?
Exactly, like he doesn't know where
I've never done this before.
Haha, funny. But then he gets out there.
I love y'all. Let's go.
Let's go!
Always wondered what they said. I figured it'd be a lot more swearing. I mean, maybe that's edited.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
We have friends in the studio, Dustin.
We do have friends.
We have Jared.
Hello.
That was like way higher.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Last time you were in the studio, we were just like in awe of your deep voice.
All right.
It's like velvet.
It is.
It's so nice.
And then what complements that deep voice is your wonderful, beautiful voice, Kiana.
Oh, thank you. Hello. I thought you were going to say my annoying, screeching,
no,
piercing
I don't,
voice.
I don't know if you tuned in before you guys were on or not, but I had to play Faith Evans in a I'll Be Missing You rap, and it was I Wish You Were Here.
Oh, I wish I was too.
Went beautifully.
Oh, nice.
No, it didn't.
She nailed it.
I said it was like, it was not going to be a Susan Boyle moment where like, I look like this and then this beautiful voice pops out of me like, it was way too high in my register.
That sounded great.
Anyway, let's talk about real music now. Yes, you are. Hello. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for putting out new music too.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. But first I do have to say, Kiana, that I had a bet with Dustin and it was, if she isn't wearing something that says the Chiefs, I'll eat my hat. Thank you.
And you did not have to eat it.
I did not have to. You have your Chiefs out. You have your Chiefs jacket.
Always, yeah.
You told me that yeah. You always have something Chiefs.
And then I told Dustin, when over half your closet is Chiefs gear, it's like, it's just going to be, you're going to be wearing it.
And the other half is Royals.
Exactly.
That's because I usually hide out in your closet for a
You do.
Yes.
And it's fun when I see you there in the morning.
I'm that creepy person that sits in your chair at 3 o'clock and watches
Jordan.
You sleep. But how are you feeling about the Chiefs this year? Because you're a huge
great.
Fan.
Feeling great. I'm not a sports analyst or anything, but I'm like an optimist, like continually. So I'm like, we're going to win the Super Bowl. That's me, like, every year.
Yes.
You know, so.
That's every Chiefs fan every year, I feel
like. I believe, you know, I believe it's going to happen.
I remember last year when every single radio station was playing your song.
It was amazing.
Chiefs Kingdom.
Yeah.
I got in an Uber and someone was listening to it and it was on another radio station and I was like, I know that!
It was so cool. And, like, all the kids at schools were, like, writing to us and, like, teachers and, you know, thanking us for something that everybody could listen to. And we had people sending in videos of them trying to sing the chorus. And
yes!
Yeah, it was fun.
That was awesome. And so I don't know if that was just like what kicked you off to get this whole new album.
Yeah, we actually did start working a lot more after that.
Okay.
Because, well, starting with the Blacklight video we released last year, we started making our own videos instead of trying to spend all of our money paying people thinking we didn't know what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And we sort of got forced into like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like necessity coming out of that. And we've realized like we can do this.
Hell
so
yeah.
We made that video. We made that song, recorded it, put it out, made the video that night.
Oh, I remember. I was texting you at 2 or 3 in the morning. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I know this might wake you up. And you're like, bitch, I'm up.
I'm up.
I'm up. We're putting the final touches up on this video.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
It was awesome. But new music. You have Comet Bicycle that you just dropped like hours ago.
Yeah, today it just came out. It's our new single.
I listened to it. It's very catchy. I love it. But I don't mean to be like that regular DJ that does this. But what's a Comet Bicycle?
What, there is a bicycle company in Japan called Comet. It's called Comet Bicycles.
I think
but,
it's Korea, actually.
Well, I don't. See, I don't know. I don't know. I think. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What is it? I don't know. It's the song.
It's just a brand name of a bicycle company.
Yeah. So but it also implies, you know, like kind of spacey. Jared said it's like sunshine on acid, this song. So it's kind of like,
I could see that now that I heard it once.
Just floating through space.
You know? I was like, this is nice and catchy. Yeah. Can't wait to listen
and
to this
catchy,
in my car.
And it's catchy, which is like our favorite thing. I mean, that's like what we really want to try and do with every song. We love catchy hooks and things like that. So
every song you guys write is super catchy. I mean, everything
awesome
that we've heard has been
success
stuck in my head. I think now I remember sending you a text a week after the whole Chiefs Kingdom thing and being like, I can't get your damn song out of my head.
That
Can
is
you
like,
please stop, please stop.
That is that's the best ever.
All right. So this song, Comic Bicycle, comes off of an album as well. And there's a lot of stuff going on with the album, Here's to the Great Unknowns. It's officially released on streaming platforms on November 15th, but fans can get it early with some perks. Could you talk about those?
Yes. Yeah, so on our website, weareyesyouare.com, you can order the album now. And it's exclusively on our website that you can get that.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes, I think, 12 demos along with it. So it's just a special package that you'll never get on streaming services or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of see like the very first incarnation of that song, which I don't know. I find that interesting to see in other people's work. So I just, you know, put it out there.
Absolutely.
Take a peek into our work and see how we made the song.
So when you're going through that process of deciding what to put on the album from your early demos, are you sometimes like, oh, hell no, we're not putting this on?
Like, oh, my gosh, it's such a long story. Like this whole album,
uh-huh,
I don't know how to put this.
I mean,
I don't want to say we don't like it.
Okay. Whoa.
But it's
Jared.
Jared's
like, huh?
Hang on.
We were worried about what he was going to say.
I know, right? No, it's just we've been working for 4 years
mm-hmm
on a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned briefly, we have a whole new album.
Right.
That's stuff that we just like are like on fire about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we realized we would never have another chance to release all these songs that we've compiled as we've become who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So this is basically an album, Here's to the Great Unknowns, a bunch of songs we never thought we would release, but we wrote them and we believe they came to us from somewhere and they have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So just because like maybe we're not 100% on like the production or something like that, we think they need to be out there.
Right. That's how I wonder artists must feel when they record an album a year before, mm-hmm, and then the fans, it's on fire and you like the fans just want to hear,
yeah,
the singles and you guys are like, oh, you know, this is like a year ago.
Yeah.
I had to do this vocal take 55 times.
Right.
Like how
I love playing old things. It's not that. And I do love these songs. Like I keep telling Jared, like, I can't believe releasing a song. I don't like it. And he's like, it's not that you don't like the song. It's like you weren't happy with how it turned out, maybe 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were basically searching for our sound and we worked with so many producers And it kept being like, why can't we figure this out? Like, why? Every time we get it back, it doesn't sound like how we thought it would.
But that's a good thing, I think, because it just means that you know.
We do.
It's yeah. in the ether somewhere.
Exactly.
What you're looking for, but you just haven't reached it. And the only way to get there is try.
That's the thing, is because it's like we do know, but it's knowing, and like we're not engineers, or you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's like we're just trying to find that right collaborator, and we finally found that person.
Awesome.
And we just
so you found that person
love
with
him.
Specifically yeah. an album that has no name yet?
What's right. the name? Do we have a name?
We don't have a name for it, no.
Okay, you can call it, add me on Instagram. No, just
add
No. Cool. Well, when is that one coming out? Do we have it like a ballpark at all? Or?
We don't.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, you have a show on the 25th.
Yes. Okay, so here's something interesting.
Okay.
This is so stupid. So we're playing this amazing show at mm-hmm. the Kauffman Center, mm-hmm. which is like insane. We're playing at Helzberg Hall, and we're basically playing all new songs. None of them are from this album that we're releasing in 2 weeks.
So then that's where fans can actually get
yes.
pieces of the new stuff.
Exactly.
So that's, you know, this is like doing a prequel, you know?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly.
I thought it should be called, this album should be called like a prelude to Yeshua.
It's not like, we don't see this as our debut album.
Mm-hmm.
We see this as something else. It's like, I know, how annoying are we? Like,
No. The thing is, when you put your art out there,
yeah.
you know, it's and you're collaborating and you're looking for other people that yeah. you have to collaborate with as well. Like the end product, I can totally understand what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
And the importance of putting out the album Here's to the Great Unknowns. It tells the story of how you got to where you
we
are.
We basically feel like we don't have a choice. Like
okay.
it's not up to us what we do with our art.
Mm-hmm.
Like we get the art from somewhere, through some sort of inspiration, whatever, wherever you believe that comes from. And we don't really get an opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't like it. It's not really, I'm putting it out,
mm-hmm.
and it's like behind me. Like, I don't think Bob Dylan ever listened to his albums when he put them out. He said something about that. Like, he never once like listened to an old album.
Wow.
You know, it's kind of like, this is our work. We've made it, and we have to put it out. We mm-hmm. don't get to sit there and judge it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we believe there's a purpose for him. We believe that like one person, maybe it's just meant for one person. And if we don't put it out, then we're not doing our job.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, maybe it's meant for you.
It probably is.
Well, there you go.
Tell me about what is on Here's to the Great Unknowns, though, as far as songs.
There's 12. Is it 12 songs?
Yeah, 12 songs. It's just an album of us kind of finding who we are, you know?
Writing in ways that we don't really write anymore. It's like, it's for us, it's like a yearbook. We're like looking back at like, mm-hmm. whoa, how embarrassing this year was. We had acne. We didn't know what we were doing. And like...
That does sound like high school.
You know.
Yeah, we worked with a guy in Los Angeles and Nashville and here
Omaha.
And Omaha. So it was made in four cities.
Did you work with that same guy that did the Ozzy thing? I remember you had an Ozzy Osbourne story.
No.
That was
that was somebody else.
No,
Gene
no.
Simmons.
Gene Simmons. You're right.
Okay,
yeah.
yes.
The wrong guy.
Yeah.
Okay. It's that guy.
Oh,
yeah.
my
that
gosh.
yeah. He didn't do Comet Bicycle. Well, he did do Comet Bicycle. He did parts of it. So some of the songs were like started here, worked on in Omaha, worked on in LA. And we're like, gah! It's still not right. But like, again, the song is there.
Right. Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. And this is something maybe later you can go back on and be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
We're 50 years old now. We've been in the band for
exactly.
20 years. Let's bring this
you
other thing
that we
did.
You can appreciate the picture in high school. You're like, I wasn't so fat. I looked great. you know?
Maybe
she's
you.
She's crying. She's crying, everyone.
but Comet Bicycle comes out today. It's already out. You can grab it on streaming platforms.
Yep.
And tell me a little bit about the song.
It's for us, it's another bright pop song mm-hmm. with lyrics that like literally make me cry every time I hear it. So it's like, you know, we always have this like, hey guys, like everything's awesome. But inside we're like,
that's the story of me too.
Yeah.
But like I was out there just getting some water and Johnny Dare walks by and I was like, hi, how are you? And he goes, how are you so excited this morning? How are you so happy? And I'm like, because otherwise I'd kill myself. You just have that switch in your head and you're like, nope, not going to go there. Not going to push that switch.
You know, life is really hard. I don't know if anybody knows that.
It's especially hard for artists. You guys are sitting there like experiencing
super
these
sensitive.
Things. Yeah, and you like hurt more and everything.
I mean, just the human condition is like, it's so hard. And like, the whole song starts with that. It's been very hard. That's the first line, you know? But it's getting easier now because I'm the eternal optimist. So,
that's
you
right.
know, we just, I don't know.
All right.
That sums it up, I guess.
All right, cool. So you can get all of this on streaming streaming platforms. You can get Comet Bicycle. You can also online on your website. We are, yes, you are. We are, yes, you are.
We are, yes, you are.
We are, yes, you are.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That you can get the deluxe versions of your full album, Here's to the Great Unknowns, and then November 15th, Here's to the Great Unknowns on all streaming platforms. Show Monday, November 25th at the Kauffman Center with our buddies Olivia Fox.
Yep.
It's going to be a beautiful show. And you want to introduce this for the world? For Kansas City, for the
I
bus
think
fam?
Jared's velvety voice
oh,
should
yeah,
do it.
Oh, yeah, Jared, you have to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, now the world premiere of Yes You Are's Comet Bicycle.
It's been very hard.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Just announced yesterday. They are back together. My Chemical Romance. Biggest news. Everybody tweeting, texting. They wanted to know what's going on with My Chemical Romance. Oh, look, Jeremy's getting ready right over there. She's the one that would know.
Yeah.
She's the one. Oh, she's looking at me like, what would you know? What's going on with My Chemical Romance?
Show in LA?
Yeah, but like besides that, if there's anything else. People were asking me yesterday and I was like, only person that would know would be Jeremy.
I know they're playing a show in LA.
Well, they have new merch.
All I know is they're playing a show in LA.
All I know. Do you swear?
All I know is they're playing a show in LA.
Do you bet on your cat's life?
All I know.
See, all right. See, this is what I know. Hey, no, people were texting me. I'm like, I really don't know. But if anybody knows, it's Jeremy. So I was like, I'll try to get it out of her.
All I know
is that they're playing a show in LA. All right. All right. Cool. Sounds good. Thank you. Well, I mean, you helped put together these amazing Night the Buzz Stole Christmas shows. So thank you for that.
All I know.
All right. Whoa. Okay. I'm going to pot you down now. Thank you. We're not getting anything else out of her as far as information about My Chemical Romance. All she knows.
All she knows is that they're playing a show in LA.
On December 20th. I was really hoping that she'd make a facial thing, a detail, like do a tick or something like that, and I would be able to tell that she was going to say something. But that's it. All right, whatever. That's okay.
So their March 20th show in Kansas City hasn't been announced?
Whoa. That is not a thing?
No.
No.
It's not?
No!
You haven't got that email?
All I know is that they're playing a show in LA. But I do also know that the night the Buzz Stole Christmas, all three of them, the three nights the Buzz Stole Christmas, going on sale at 10 o'clock for these shows. So I've got night one right here to explain. I've got Meg Myers, Kay Flay, Hembry, and Mess, and that's going to be on December 1st.
And on December 19th, which will be night two, not the second following night, we've got Angels and Airwaves, Bad Flower, and Search and Seizure.
And the very next day, on December 20th, we've got Cold War Kids, Lovely the Band, and She Wants Revenge.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome.
So much shows, so much music.
So much music.
Okay, she's not. I just keep trying. I keep trying. I feel like there's going to be something, but we just won't know.
So we don't get a day to rest up between nights two and three.
No, welcome to radio. That's
oh.
Yeah. And then you got to get
That's a good problem.
Get up early, do a show. Yeah, that's how radio works.
Good.
It's fun. That's how we do it.
It's fun.
I mean, that's why there is a slight, you get a little bit of leeway coming in a little hungover or still drunk with a morning show.
Okay.
You can do that. The beginning, when I started, that was encouraged.
I will be.
Why don't you just come in hungover?
It's Friday, and it's actually Red Friday.
On December 20th, I will be wasted at 6 a.m.
Why?
You don't drink, dude.
I will that night or morning.
Why?
To be drunk here at work.
You're going to drink in the morning?
Well, it'll
Why
be,
are we drinking right
it'll
now?
It'll be at midnight, and That's I'll true. Still be drunk at 6 a.m., so I'll be like, hey, Jordan, it's December 20th.
So you'll
I had
be,
a fun night last night.
You'll be like Stacey Moody.
Like every day.
Every single day. All right, Night the Buzz Stole Christmas going on sale, 10 o'clock, 965thebuzz.com. If you want to check out our podcast, thank you so much, Dustin, for...
We did a rap, Jordan!
I know!
We did a rap, and you killed it!
Back. Oh, my God.
Oh, I already know that I have to take this and just pull at least the audio and post it to all social media
come
platforms.
Come on, that was out of my range.
You nailed it.
So originally, Dustin and I were going to do a rap battle today at 7:30 about if Mahomes should play or not. But the more I researched my part, which was that he should play. I was just like, no, this dude shouldn't play.
Thank you.
So you win the rap battle. Congratulations. And then thankfully, you gave me a part in your rap to do, which was the Faith Evans part in I'll Be Missing You.
Be honest with you, I sure as hell wasn't going to do that. So
every breath.
You're nailing it.
No, Chris, you should have done it or something. But that's going to be up on the podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcast. Plus, we had Yes You Are in studio.
They were awesome.
I know. I love
that. That velvet voice.
Mm-hmm.
So deep.
So deep.
I'm not even going to try.
So deep.
Not even going to try.
Next week, Wednesday, we have Billy from Thunder Gong in.
Nice.
Real fun dude. That's a really great event, and we'll talk with him about that. Stacey's out Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Where'd she be at?
I don't know. She just said, I'm out. And I was like, okay, sounds good.
Wait, she can do that?
You can't. She can. You can't. She can. So I'm going to see if I can get some fun guests in.
Fun guests.
To come co-host.
We're having fun in studio?
Yeah. We always have fun in studio. No? Not you?
Fun period in studio? We're having fun in studio?
No, not the band. No. All right, you're confusing me and confusing the Buzz family. And I think it's almost time for the 90s at 9. Just looking over... Jeremy, see if she has any more information about My Chemical Romance.
She's shaking her head.
She is shaking
She's
her
mouthing
head. She is mad. Okay, never mind. Fine. That's the end of it for us. Sweet gang gang.
Gang gang.
If you need your Jordan Silver and Friends fix during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram at Jordin Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.